Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting study session. Mesa City Council meeting study session. That doesn't make sense, does it? Mesa City Council study session for Monday afternoon, June 7th, 2010. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
Mayor.
Councilmember Higgins.
Item 7H. Term contract for jet aviation fuel. I just wanted to make a comment. We talked about it last Thursday about how the process went out a second time to include more local vendors on this. And just like for future reference, like for next year, if when we go out for bid, have we ever looked at like actually having the service done instead of having our own fuel on site and having our own expert or certified person to fuel it and using one of the fixed base operators at Falcon to actually do the whole service?
We can look at that as an operational matter for the next time around, yes.
Awesome, thank you.
Mayor, council members, we are going to pull this item. We did get a protest this morning on the award of this, so we'll pull that until we've had time to formulate a response.
Oh, okay.
Okay, item 7H.
Yes.
Is removed from the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on page 5? Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Councilmember Kavanaugh, this is an introduction on item 8J. You still want to leave that off consent? Okay. Item 8J, which we pulled off last study session, is only an introduction of the ordinance. Therefore, it will come up in next meeting for actual vote. So we'll put that back on consent. Okay.
Mayor, before you move on.
Councilmember Higgins?
At the end of the study session on Thursday, we had a correction on the amount of police officers required on this. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to clarify that because it kind of came as a... And I believe that number instead of 0.8 was 0.008.
Correct. A little bit.
Just to put that out on the record there. Thank you. There was a correction.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you. Page 10. Page 11. I have an item 9K. We pulled it off consent last agenda and... we had a discussion primarily, we had a presentation and discussion about this report, which included recommendations for four stations, three of which are west of Mesa Drive and one which is east of Mesa Drive. Previous votes, since I have a conflict east of Mesa Drive, we have sort of bifurcated the issues. I like using that word. It sounds intelligent. We did not do this at this time. And so I'm prepared, if I need to recuse myself from this item, the entire item, rather than trying to create an east side, west side type of thing. Because I do need to, I do have a conflict east of Mesa Drive because due to some property ownership I have. So,
so, Mayor, you can either recuse yourself from the entire item or we can split the vote and we can talk about the items west of Mesa Drive, and you
can the discussion tonight, as I remember, is going to be specifically items east of Mesa Drive.
Well, Mayor, the actual item, you're correct,
is
the presentation,
for
but right. the action of council is for all of the locations.
It's in one report, though. So the question is, do we need to...
Yeah, go ahead.
You can go ahead and ask for a separate vote. So you can have one vote on the station east of Mesa Drive, and you can declare a conflict on that. And then we can have a second motion and a second vote for those stations west of Mesa Drive, and you can participate there.
Then we'll do that. Now, I understand the staff presentation is going to concentrate on the area east of Mesa Drive. Is that still correct?
Yes.
And a lot of nods and everything
yes.
else. Okay. Therefore,
but
I will not.
We're prepared to talk about all of them, but that specifically is what.
But we'll separate that. I will not participate in that discussion, and I'll turn over to the Vice Mayor for the staff presentation during the meeting, okay? And then when we have the vote, we'll separate
those. We'll bifurcate.
We'll either do that or separate them, whichever comes first. Is bifurcate even the right word?
Probably.
It is, Mayor.
It is now, right? That's the thing about being Mayor. Whether it's right or not, you got whatever you say, Mayor.
Motion to reconsider.
Okay, then that's clear. Then we'll have the presentation by staff, which, Vice Mayor, if you'd handle that for me, since that will involve, I think, specifically areas east of Mesa Drive. And then when we have the vote, we'll split it into consideration of the west side and the east side, and I will recuse myself from the east side. Sound all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Vice Mayor.
Are we going to have a discussion regarding the change of the Alma School Station as discussed by council, or is that just what's being brought forward?
The resolution that's included refers to east of Alma School. That's a new resolution. We included that based on the direction we received last week. Last week.
So we can have some additional discussion.
You can have a discussion, but the resolution is set up.
They made the change, right?
Right. The report still says east or west, but the resolution, as I recall reading it, said east.
I'm talking more of the benefit of those who were on the committee working on it, that they understand it was a council discussion that moved it east instead of where it was originally west.
Okay.
You can include that in your discussion if you like.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Friedman.
If I could, I hate to back up, but the preference of splitting hairs on the annexation, we looked into that 0.008 number. That is not accurate either, but it's a lot less than 0.1%. But I thought, as long as you mentioned it for the record, it's a number we can come back to you and give you.
It's not 0.008, but it's a lot less than 0.1.
Yeah, it's a lot less than 0.1, right?
Okay. It's just a lot less than 0.8.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do we have that much specificity as we're dealing with the budget too? Because if we're voting on something it's a lot more than this or a lot less than that, I feel a little uncomfortable, but we're okay. I get it. Is that okay, Councilmember Higgins? Does that give you the information you're right? You feel comfortable with where we are, right? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Friedland.
Yeah, thanks.
For clarifying that unclarified item. I know unclarified is not a name. Page 12.
Mayor.
Mr. Brady.
Item 9, we're going to recommend pulling that item. 9N, sorry.
9N, as in 9 November.
Yeah, we'll have a presentation to council and executive session on that item.
Okay, so 9 November is removed. And we do have a new item, 9 Oscar.
Yeah, Mayor, you were going to take that off consent?
Yes. Thank you. 9 Oscar is off consent. Okay, anything else on page 12? Page 13? All right. Thank you. The next item is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees.
So moved.
A motion from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, this past Saturday night I attended send-off concert at Dobson High School for their wind orchestra and jazz band. They are in China, currently representing the United States, performing at the Shanghai World Expo, and they're also going to be performing in Xi'an, China, on the Great Wall, one of very few American groups that have been invited to do that. And they expressed Saturday night appreciation to all the members of the community that worked so hard to support them. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Summers.
It's good to be back. I was attending training for incident command. I may be looking to get on an incident management team for the city of Mesa. I did, however, watch Channel 11. I thought it was bad being here. Watching Channel 11 is even more interesting because I don't get to yell. Well, I get to yell, but nobody listens, which is kind of like here, I suppose. I did see, however, I wanted to point out, I can't remember who it was now, somebody had a 2-slide PowerPoint.
Yes.
Who was it? Very well done. Congratulations. Because the training I went through was death by PowerPoint. I was gonna hurt somebody. So, thank you.
How many acronyms?
Oh, that's right. Do they have a lot of acronyms in your training?
Oh,
that's what I thought. Saturday, I had the privilege of representing the city. The Arizona Marine Corps League convention was here in Mesa, and boy, it was really interesting going to see all these Marine vets. A lot of ooh-ahs, and what is that? What they yell?
Hoorah!
Hoorah! A lot of hoorahs and all sorts of other fun things. But we appreciate them coming to our city, and it was a great privilege for me to represent the city and welcoming the Arizona Marine League last Saturday. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council that this Thursday we'll have a study session beginning at 7:30, and we'll have another study session June 17th. Our next council meeting is June 21st, and then remind the council that we only have two meetings in July. The first one will be Thursday, July 1st, and the second one will be Thursday, July 8th, and that will be our last meeting before the summer break. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session. I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, second from Vice Mayor. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll now move into executive session.